Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
We're joined now by Kevin Redmond. He's the chief creative strategist at Fuse Ideas, and joining us to talk about the Facebook rebranding effort that seems to be underway that we covered first last week. And we've been talking a lot about Facebook on the show today with their earnings coming out. Kevin, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we discussed this on the show last week, and I think the general conclusion on our end was you don't change the problems that you have with a company by just changing the name, and it might kind of blow up in their faces on this, but certainly not the first big tech company to undergo a significant change like this. I'd be interested in your opinion on, you know, Facebook is such a household name at this point. They've only almost become a verb in the way that Uber and Google have. What is your opinion on the idea of rebranding, especially in, you know, a potential time of crisis, you know, just generally speaking?
Yeah, to cut to the chase, it's a bad idea. You know, okay. I think they've come under a lot of heat recently with, you know, Francis Haugen leaking thousands of documents, giving testimony to the Senate, you know, that they're putting profits before people, right? And she's saying that, they're harming children, they're destabilizing democracies. So some pretty big talk, but, you know, there's a lot to back it up. We've seen it over the last couple of years, and with these documents now being leaked, they're really exposed here. But, you know, the net is you can't put a fresh coat of paint over this and it's not going to go away.
I tend to agree with you. But that said, they're not the first company to go out there and do this. Can you put this in the context of Google's decision to rebrand as Alphabet? I don't know how many years ago that was. That 5 to 7 years ago, if memory serves me?
Yeah, it feels like that. Time goes fast. Yeah, so Google did this. They changed the name of their holding company to Alphabet. And that was to position them as a broader, you know, more than a search engine company.
Sure. I mean, they're YouTube, they're Google, they've got all sorts of other businesses underneath all of that. It made sense to me, I guess.
Yeah, but if you think about it, we still use the word Google, right?
We
and
do.
That's still associated with the search engine. They've got such equity behind that, it's hard to walk away from that. So I think, you know, Facebook is considering a certain move. When they talk about the rebrand, when I first heard about it, I thought it was, oh, they're just going to change the name and, you know, try to put a fresh coat of paint over it. But they say that this is part of a broader business strategy. So it's changing the name of the holding company, similar to what Google did, so that Facebook would still be the name of the social media platform, because they also own, Facebook owns a number of other products, including Instagram, WhatsApp, the popular text messaging app. And a couple of years ago, they acquired Oculus, which is a big virtual reality platform technology company. So then, you know, the thinking is, Facebook would still be the name for this, social media app, but then they would change the name of the holding company. Again, I think it's the timing of this is curious. That might be something they were talking about doing before, but obviously the timing is a little suspect with everything else that's going on right now. It's a little bit of a look over here distraction move.
Yeah, I was going to wonder if maybe we're just questioning or if we're associating too much of this with all of the stuff going on with Francis Haugen and all the controversy that they're mired in at this exact moment, and how much of it might actually just have to do with the fact that, look, Facebook, especially among younger users, is declining in popularity, and there are other platforms like Instagram and WhatsApp are kind of surging more among that user demographic, and it might just be, you know, important to rebrand around that idea.
Yeah, you know, I would say so. I mean, I think that they're always kind of gunning for what's next. Zuckerberg is infamously paranoid about, you know, something else coming out. And, and then being replaced by the new technology. That's why they acquire all these companies, yep. right? They went out and Instagram with something on its own, and they snapped them up. The same with Oculus years ago. You know, so I think they are trying to, you know, look towards the future and build something bigger. But I don't, you know, the timing of this is very suspect. You know, in terms of the Oculus stuff, there is, you know, a couple articles that have been out on this that they're really making a push here and trying to create what they call a metaverse.
Keep hearing about the metaverse.
Yeah, right. You know, different from the multiverse in the Marvel comics, but you know, the metaverse, which is basically like, you know, Pokemon Go is an example of that, where you like yeah. use your iPhone or VR headset or some sort of device to have like an augmented reality layer, virtual reality layer on top of the world that you're seeing. And they've apparently got some products out there called Horizon Workrooms, where people can have these virtual meetings and phone calls in a metaverse and sit around a virtual table and virtual whiteboard. You know, so there's some pretty powerful stuff coming out there. I just, again, think the timing of it is really suspect, and they're in a lot of trouble with the SEC and the Senate right now, so you can't put a fresh coat of paint over that.
Couldn't agree more. Kevin Redmond is the chief creative strategist at Fuse Ideas, joining us to talk about the Facebook rebranding effort that seems to be underway. Kevin, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Take care.
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.